Broadcasting from the ESPN Radio Studios in Tallahassee, Florida, and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
I am a walking, talking contradiction, Tampa Bay. This is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network, presented all season long by our friends at Bill Curry Ford. More on Bill Curry Ford after this break. Time to talk some hockey. Happy Monday to you. I apologize for the delay. The day job got in the way once again. Try not to let that happen down the stretch here as we've got, a little bit under a month before the end of this regular season. 13 games to go for the Bolts, and it's really, really tough as a fan right now. I mean, it's just, what an impossible position we're in. We're 15 points clear in the division. Our magic number is 11, the best Boston can do, and they're going on a crazy run. Points in whatever it is, 18 straight, 19 straight. They have gone insane in the last 6 weeks, and yet the magic number to clinch the division with 13 games to go is 11 points. You get to 120, you're most certainly clear. But how a magic number works, for those of you who are not baseball fans, is a lot easier to do in baseball than in hockey. The most points Boston can rack up is 119. They've got 13 games to go, 93 points. We're at 108 with 13 games to go. Any combination of 11 points, either forfeited by Boston because they've lost a game in regulation, a shootout, whatever, and 11 points earned by the Lightning. A point for an overtime loss or a shootout loss, 2 points for a win. Any combination of 11, and we will have clinched the division, and we are moving on, moving forward with the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. We are not threatened by the red-hot Washington Capitals, who have won 7 straight, 9 of their last 10. They're putting on the afterburners in the Metropolitan Division. The Islanders will have to answer, but it looks like the Caps are playing their best hockey at the right time of the season. They have 89 points. So in order to get home ice throughout the Eastern Conference bracket, we're sitting pretty. And I'm a little bit facetious when I say that I'm a walking, talking contradiction, but I'm also telling you the truth. This is a really difficult time of the season for the Bolts and a difficult place to be in as a coaching staff and a roster. You've done pretty much everything you can do short of winning the cup. Nikita Kucherov over the weekend, congratulations, breaking Vinny LeCavalier's single season point record. He's only going to add to it. And of course, a first-class statement of congratulations from Vinny LeCavalier was immediately available from the Tampa Bay Lightning's Twitter account, because that's who Vinny LeCavalier is. I'm sure he had it prepared and he meant what he said. Good guy. So you broke that record. Stamkos is on the brink of breaking the all-time goals record in franchise history, with a long way to go in his career, probably on the way to the Hall of Fame. And we're so far and away the best team in the East in terms of point totals that there really isn't a threat moving forward. So what is there left to play for? How many buttons do you press? Do you really go all out with a little under a month in the calendar before the postseason starts? I'm a walking, talking contradiction. I mean this part of it. I would like to see us make statements in the 3 games that we play against Washington before the season's out, in the 2 games we have with the Boston Bruins before this season ends, the game tonight against Toronto, and we have other matchups with top-flight teams like St. Louis, who's had a really good second half, a hungry team in the Arizona Coyotes. The final week of the season, you're on the road for 4 straight. Ottawa, no problem. At Montreal, hungry team, could be coming down to the wire for actually being in the playoffs or going golfing. At Toronto, maybe they're battling with Boston for home ice in the first round. And then, of course, you close the season out with the Bruins. So I'd love to see us make some statements in these games. But then I also completely understand if we come out flat, if we sit guys, if we're managing injuries. So what do you do with all of this in these lost weeks of the season? You pick your spots, I think. And I say this on the day job, the Jeff Cameron Show up here in Tallahassee. There's a saying I have for this upcoming Florida State season, and a quick backstory on that. So Florida State won the offseason last year. That's about the only thing they won in terms of football. New head coach said all the right things. Spring game was a healing process, brings the old man Bobby Bowden back into the program, and he hits the spring booster tour circuit. He was awesome. So everything this guy did was perfect. And then you get to the season, and they don't make a bowl for the first time in forever. Since before I was born, they have an under 500 record for the first time since like the late 70s. It's ridiculous how bad this season was. So coming into the 2019 campaign, I don't care what is said in the offseason. I don't care how many positive things you're hearing about practice. I call this season a season of clicky pens and clipboards. Clinical. Everything about this is clinical until I can trust you again. Well, for the Lightning in the last 3.5 weeks of the season, I think it's much the same. It's clicky pens and clipboards. I want to watch games with an idea before we start it that we may play flat, that we may not try as hard as the desperate team playing across from us. Maybe Arizona is a little bit more hungry than we are in a given night. Maybe the St. Louis Blues, when we travel to St. Louis and we play that game on Saturday, March the 23rd, are more hungry than we are. Same goes for Carolina. We're playing Carolina in about a week and a half, too. So, and that's the second of a back-to-back. We'll be playing Washington the night before in the nation's capital. So, here you go. When we drop the puck, do we care? Because if we don't, I'm not going to get fed up and mad. Especially before the calendar turns to April. But you got to remember that when you actually watch the game. Do we care to be there that night? How much do we have left in the tank? Are we mending injuries? Are we resting? Are we trying to get some rest for ourselves while also working on some things? Maybe we're not trying to win the game as much as we're trying to work on a system that we're going to have to implement for the first round of the playoffs. I don't know. But this is a really difficult place to be in and navigate as a coaching staff, because you don't want to empty the tank before you get to the dance. That's crazy. You don't do squats and powerlifting before you go to the dance. You won't be able to hit the floor. Yet, you don't want to have a rust factor when the postseason starts. So how do you do it? It's a fascinating predicament. You also want to allow Nikita Kucherov to win a points title. You want to allow Steven Stamkos to continue on a second half tear in which he's one of the league leaders in points since about Christmas time. But what do? I think the priority number one moving forward is this. If you have injuries and rest can help them, you do so. Jan Rutta, number 44, who we got to see for the first time Saturday against the Red Wings. Let's see more of them. I don't care. Girardi needs a breather. Strawman, any of them. Chernak, you sit them. McDonough or Hedman, I don't care. All of them. If they need a break, you give them intermittent breaks and you let this kid play. Cool interview with him and Paul Kennedy. He seems to be genuinely tickled to be in a new organization. He seems to like the guys, and he seems to be a team-first player. Looks like a culture fit, which is good. If you need to sit any of the top forwards because of an injury concern, you do it. Get your rest. Mend the wounds. If you can get better through rest, then get better. Where I won't tolerate, as a fan, lackluster play, probably that last week and a half of the season. So your last six games are the following: a home date with Boston, the home finale against Washington, and then the four-game road trip I mentioned earlier at Ottawa, at Montreal, at Toronto, at Boston. You probably need to be playing better hockey by then. And selfishly speaking, more than tonight's game at Toronto, which is a big game for them because they want to keep pace with the Red Hot Bruins and make a statement that they can go toe-to-toe with us as well. Selfishly speaking, I really am interested in that Saturday game when we host Washington. It's the day before St. Patrick's Day. How do we look in that game? Do we want to make a statement? I mean, we got three dates with the Caps before this thing's out. And I would think, given how much more physical they were than us in the East Finals last year, that for once, we may be the underdog on the ice. We may be the gnat. We want to be the pest. Hopefully that's the way it looks on Saturday. Okay, enough talk about the impossible place we are and the contradictions. Let's do a quick recap of the week that was, the week plus that was. Since we last spoke, 8 points were available to the Tampa Bay Lightning. We grabbed six of them. We beat the hell out of Ottawa, whoop-de-doo. We beat the heck out of at Winnipeg, which was good. That was a really good sign. Fourth line really came to play that night. Some incredible passing plays. Hellebuck made some incredible saves, or else they could have gotten more out of hand. But that was a really good effort. And as good as the effort was against Winnipeg, it was just as bad against Minnesota. Both John Cooper and Tyler Johnson said after the game that they got lazy, that they did not stick to the system. They tried to take the easy way out, and they wore it. As a consequence, they were shut out at home by the Wild, a very hungry team. One of those examples. And then on Saturday, we eke out a 3-2 victory over Detroit. We could have scored 6 or 7 goals, missed some open nets, some incredible saves. I really liked our effort there. And in talking about last week, I want to see what we do even strength. That's the number one thing to me, that down the stretch we could afford to be much better in that area. I've seen some pretty good things, even strength-wise. Minnesota did a really good job of bottling us up. It's a good playoff preview with how tight the checking was, how much pressure we had coming out of our zone, how much pressure there was in the neutral zone. We were stifled in transition. Outside of that game, I think we played pretty well 5-on-5. We'll get to see tonight on a fast surface up in Toronto if we're up to the task to go up and down the ice with the Leafs. They played us pretty well this year. Babcock usually does. He's quite the coach. But 5-on-5, if I'm just talking about clicky pens and clipboards, if we care to be there, then I'm not watching the penalty kill with any great fervor. I'm not watching the power play. As fun as it is to enjoy and as an entertaining product, I know that's going to be good. I'm looking at even strength, possession time, zone time, scoring chances generated. You know how it looks, guys. I mean, you're seasoned fans, all of you. You know how it looks when a top line is just stifling, and every time they get on the ice, they're generating 2 or 3 chances. The Kucherov, Point, Johnson line has been like that this season. Stamkos lines have been like that. Heck, even Sorelli, Gord, and Killorn, when they were together for a couple of games, you just kind of expect it when they take the ice. All right, we're dumping it in. Here we go. Here comes a turnover and a chance in front. I haven't seen a whole lot of that in the last, 2 or 3 weeks? That's what I'd like to see a little bit more of. So the schedule coming up this week, we'll be talking again on Friday. We'll preview the Washington and Arizona games and the week to come, and we'll react to Toronto and Detroit. So this is a double-up week. Between now and then, it's at Toronto tonight, puck drop a little after 7 p.m., and then Thursday at Detroit, who now, is it 14 in a row? Have we beat them 14 times in a row? We set the record. I saw the graphic that Detroit has now lost to Tampa Bay more consecutive times than any other franchise in their illustrious history. It was the Edmonton Oilers, led by a guy named Gretzky, that had beaten them more consecutive times, they had the previous record. But now we hold the distinction of being the ultimate Detroit beaters. And if that isn't a sign that times and winning and losing is all cyclical, well, I don't know what would be a better sign of it, because there was no better organization for 25 years than the Red Wings, and now they are our punching bag.
Taking you higher than a Dave Mishkin goal call. You're riding the Lightning on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
Back on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, presented all season long by our friends at Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford wants you to know that the true nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles is available to you. All the easy deals are available at BillCurryFord.com, where it's more than just a powertrain. Plus, all 2018 vehicles must go. Up to $10,000 off, reach out to our good friend Sean Sullivan, the new general manager at Bill Curry Ford, or visit BillCurryFord.com right now. So the 3 stars of the week are tied to an annoying thing about watching Tampa Bay Lightning games. And so I want to salute these people right the heck now.
Time now for the Joe Bolts Fan 3 Stars of the Week.
Greetings.
Very, very simple. I'm not going to break it down to third star, second star, first star. The 3 stars of the week for the JoeBoltzFan.com podcast are the 3 people who sit the closest to the whistling Let's Go Lightning fan at Amalie Arena. I don't know if this fan is a gal, a guy, a kid, whatever. Maybe they have a compelling story I don't know about. So a preemptive apology if that's the case. But my God, stop the whistling. Please, for the love of God, pick your spots. Enough. Hee-hoo, all game long. I salute you people if you have season tickets next to this fan. And sir, ma'am, lad, lady, if you're a fan of this show, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your subscription. But you got to pick your spots. All game? Do you really have to whistle all game? I'm a walking contradiction, right? I said this to open up the show. I would love our fans to be louder. I think sometimes we're like a Florida State basketball game up here in Tallahassee. It's like watching an auction on television. There's just nothing going on in the background. Or have you ever watched, if you're a hardcore pro wrestling fan, used to be back in the day, you ever watched any matches or any ball games over in Japan? The way crowds interact over there and they show their appreciation is completely different. It's like a Broadway performance, completely silent. And then you hear some oohs and ahs. But they don't get rowdy. That's the way it feels in Amalie sometimes. The playoffs kind of takes care of itself. But we're very quiet an awful lot of the time. And maybe that's what the Whistling Wonder is thinking, that we need to get loud. Also, Let's Go Lightning's our chant. I appreciate the passion of those fans that are in the club level, I think. I hear them, but they're doing the USA soccer chant. Stop that nonsense. Come on. I believe. No. So Let's Go Lightning. If you want to make some lightning-centric chants, fine. But you guys try way too hard, and you whiff too. We just need more people. Maybe the organ needs to get people going. I don't know. The goal song's kind of, you know, nobody gets involved with the cheering and the chanting and the goal song. We're kind of a mess when it comes to noise as a fan base. It's a pretty easy building to play in when it's not the postseason. Now, in the post, we go nuts, and that's great. And you get jacked up. Those pregame intro videos are fantastic. But please, if you're the Whistling Wonder and you're listening to this, give those poor three stars of the week a break. My God. I don't remember it being as bad as it has been in the last few weeks. And you hardcore listeners or hardcore watchers of Tampa Bay Lightning season ticket holders who are in the building, maybe you could tell me it's been this bad for years. But I really started noticing it about 3-4 weeks ago. I'd heard it before, but it just doesn't stop. Please, I implore you, for all of us. And I know I've ruined watching Lightning games for a lot of you now, and I do apologize for that. But we want to people want to suffer together, so join with me as you hear hee-hoo, all game long. End the madness. So I promised to look at the standings before we signed off for this week and what teams are going to be pretty desperate when we see them in the coming weeks. Well, if you look in the Eastern Conference, obviously we are the class of the league, so we're the class of the conference by definition. But Boston and Toronto are in a two-horse race in the Atlantic Division, a good amount of separation between Toronto and Montreal, in fact, 10 points. So there is no threat for Montreal to climb up into that top three spot in the Atlantic Division. It's going to be Boston versus Toronto. It's just a matter of which team will host more games. And so here we are with Boston having a four-point lead. They played one more game than Toronto has, so if the Maple Leafs can score a victory over our Bolts tonight, they will be within 2 points, and they do have more regulation or overtime wins. So as it stands now, a tie in the standings would go to the Maple Leafs. So count Toronto in as a desperate team that we will be playing in the near future. The Capitals, 89 points, lead the way. The Islanders are in second place in that division, 85 points. The Islanders do have a game in hand, but Washington would hold a tiebreaker as it stands right now. So the Caps are playing really good hockey. Expect to see them play really well these final three matchups between Tampa and Washington before the season is out. In fact, they're the only three matchups all season long between the two teams, and I think the NHL, with a little chuckle and a wink, said, why don't you guys renew that rivalry just before we get into the postseason? So we will. Washington will be desperate. The Penguins are holding on to a precarious lead in the three seed in the Metropolitan Division. They're at 83 points. Carolina is knocking on the door at 81 points. Carolina does have a game in hand, and if Carolina would win that game in hand, they would have the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh. We do play the Hurricanes before the season is out. They will be desperate. And then the Western Conference, our two matchups before the season is out. Well, they're with the Arizona Coyotes, who are a point out of the second wild card position in the West. I think that qualifies as a team who's going to play with a lot of hunger. And then the St. Louis Blues, who are in third in the Western Conference's Central Division. They've got 79 points through 68 games played, but a couple of games in hand on Nashville. And if they were to win those games in hand, they would take second place and host a first-round series with the Predators. So the two games we have out of the final 13 against the Western Conference, one at home against Arizona, one on the road against St. Louis, will feature some hungry opponents. That's what we have to look forward to here in a show of contradictions with a plea in the middle to stop the whistling wonder. Please, must be stopped. I don't know what kind of effort level we're going to get out of our guys the next 2 weeks. I just don't. So it's going to be hard to not be emotionally invested and angry, but it's also, you got to be on balance here. We need our rest. We need to work on some things. We need practice more than we need games. And we certainly don't want to be completely out of energy. Empty the tank before we get to the playoffs. So these next couple of weeks, bear with us. If things look weird, I'll let you know if it's beyond just a bad trend or we decided to give 80% when the other team wanted to give 100%. I'll let you know if I think it's in a different stratosphere, but be patient. If you see some weird results, don't panic just yet. And on the flip side, if you see some great results, that's all well and good, but it's a cup or bust season, and we've done everything we can short of winning the cup this regular season. This has been the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. We will talk again on Friday. Stop the whistling wonder and enjoy your week.